Hi, everyone. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. GVA is a leading technology-driven, full-service, registered investment advisor. GVA partners with select independent financial advisors to provide customized technology, investment strategies, compliance, and back-office solutions. This podcast will provide answers to common questions that are asked by advisors throughout the transition process by interviewing experienced individuals who have benefited from their transition to independence. Welcome to the GVA Way. Welcome to episode number 22 of the GVA Way. I'm James Spinelli, founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group. And today we have a very fun podcast because we're going to be talking with Hannah Ellis, Senior Account Executive of Jump AI. And GVA recently started a partnership with Jump, so we felt it was a good way to kind of spearhead that and get it started from Charleston, South Carolina. So Hannah, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think this will be really, really fun. So before we get started, why don't you just give us a brief introduction about yourself, and so the audience can kind of learn a little bit more about Hannah Ellis.
Sweet. From Utah and married, have two beautiful, sweet little girls. And crazy enough, actually, my husband works with me at Jump. And so we are all in.
So you're all in.
Train. Yeah. Yeah. Not risky at all. No. We've loved it. And I loved it so much that I was like, hey, let's be done with what you're doing. You can just come join me at Jump. So now we like work in the basement, separate offices. We see each other way more than we did when he was spending 3 hours in the car every day. So. Yeah.
So GVA supports a lot of our advisors through many different ways, right? Through asset management, compliance, marketing, operations. And one of the key areas is technology, right? And so we try to support our advisors in the best way possible. And with that being said, why don't you give us a little bit of information on how Jump is really redefining what advisors can come to expect by using AI within their business? Because artificial intelligence, not alternative investments, right? Artificial intelligence has become a big term in the space. And as we had our conference today, we talked about it a little bit. But how is Jump really supporting advisors as well and really restructuring what that looks like?
Yeah. Where Jump started was this whole focus on efficiency. There's a Kitsis report in 2023, and I believe, if I'm remembering right, 17% of advisors were spending time, like that was they were spending their time, 17% of their time in client meetings. Mm. That's it. Like, not quite what you'd expect, or at least not what I'd expect for a financial advisor. And so that became like the mission was, how can we get these advisors doing the things that they went into business for, and save them that admin time, create better efficiencies. And over the course of the last 18 months, I mean, we've 60% of Jump users are saving anywhere from 1 to 3 hours a day.
Staggering.
Yes, 250 to 300 hours a year. So that was Jump, you know, at the onset. Yeah. We'll call it 1.0. Yeah. The drive to create those better efficiencies. And so now, as we're kind of breaking into Jump 2.0, if you will, we've created these efficiencies, and now what are we doing with it? Yeah. Are we giving you time back to spend more time on the golf course? Maybe. And for some, maybe that's exactly what they want. And for others, it's like, no, I need to become more effective in what I'm doing. And so then what does that look like? But that's our goal.
That's your goal, to drive. And so when you think about the, you know, key driver behind it, as you had just mentioned there, what are some of those key features and some of the key functionality that you have within Jump itself that are helping advisors be more productive, right? Have better meetings, be more engaged? What are some of those key features that the tool has today? And then maybe even a glimpse to what's
coming. Yeah.
If you can.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So where everything starts with Jump is integrations, plugging into the tech stack and pulling in pertinent information on the clients. And so we like to help prepare an advisor for the upcoming meeting by scrubbing CRM notes and tasks, but then also be there during the meeting, yeah, taking the notes from the meeting, and then post-meeting providing the follow-up. The notes, of course, in summary, but then an email to out to client, like, hey, client, great meeting. Here's what we talked about. Here's what you need to do. This is what I'm going to do. We'll see you in 6 months type thing. And then the follow-up tasks to go with that. Now, a glimpse into kind of where we're headed and a lot of things that we're doing right now, we're giving pre-meeting prep a major facelift in that as we continue to build out more and more integrations with Holistiplan, Black Diamond, I mean, there's more coming along those lines, that pre-meeting prep isn't just combing Salesforce or Redtail for information, but it's like combing all the integrations,
yeah,
and bringing it home so that when you go to walk into a meeting, we've got performance from the planning software, we've got notes from the CRM and anything else, so I know exactly what we're talking about today, what we need to catch up on. How's that golden retriever you adopted last year? You know, those things that like really drive home the client relationship. So that's kind of where we're at right now, as far as features go. And we're then focusing more on like the enterprise and how we can measure the effectiveness with like insights and a lot of good things coming that way.
Yeah, that's a lot of what, from GBA's perspective, that's what's really helpful for us. As we've integrated Jump into Secure Office, which we've built internally in our Teams platform, it's funny how, you know, I've been doing calls here, you know, since I built the firm 12 years ago, and I always hold monthly calls, quarterly compliance calls, quarterly tech updates, all these updates. How many have shifted now to note takers that are in the meeting with me versus seeing hand on, you know, in the screen, right? I mean, and it, so that it's becoming more and more, not only for the client standpoint, but from those advisors able to use it to hop on calls that maybe they would not have even joined before, or they'd wait for the follow-up emails. This tool is now jumping into that meeting, no pun intended, recording it, sending them an email or sending their assistant an email about what we discussed and anything in there that's important. So from a compliance standpoint, we love it, right? Because there's probably items that we're talking about that may have, I don't want to say flown under the radar, but just wouldn't have been top of mind.
Yes.
And so it's providing that. The one question I get all the time when someone uses an AI tool like Jump is, what's the client's usual reaction, right? How do you, obviously you want consent. You say, hey, yeah, are you okay if this records you? What are you hearing from advisors as they have incorporated more into their practice with the trust factor?
Totally, great question. I'm asked this all day, every day.
Yeah.
I'm asked that question typically because they haven't introduced something like it and it's like, oh, fear of the unknown. Zero times have I had an advisor come back to me and say, Hannah, that was a terrible experience. Like, cancel. We're all done. And in fact, the feedback that I've gotten is that clients are surprisingly very comfortable with it. And I don't know if it comes down to the fact that like they go to the doctor's office and their doctor's recording the conversation, or they sit down with their CPA. Or I think the other factor there is that it comes down to how you introduce this whole concept, you know, like, I'm recording you, can sometimes send off some sirens, but like, I've got a note taker. This helps me be completely engaged in what we're talking about. Is that okay with you? Like, that's a little more disarming.
Yeah.
I'm okay with a note taker. So
yeah.
I think people have responded really, really well. And then of course, you know, you have the whole compliance conversation behind that too. But overall, client consent and their reaction to it has been very positive.
Yeah, and so LPL is obviously a big part of our business, and so congratulations on being kind of out of the gates as their AI tool, right? It's led us to this partnership directly with Great Valley Advisor Group. So not only do our hybrid advisors who have the broker-dealer affiliation use it, now the RA-only advisors who are just doing fee-based business only. So we have it all under one umbrella from a policies and procedure standpoint from the organization. It's fantastic, right? For, so you had mentioned compliance. The reason I say that is now we're all kind of swimming in the same direction,
yes.
Right?
Totally.
So let's shift gears. I want to talk about workflows.
Yeah.
And does JUMP have workflows built out in it? Does the advisor have to come up with workflows? Can they come up with workflows? Do you have some out of the box where you say, hey, this is a good workflow? How is that incorporated in the software itself?
Very good question. How we have this set up today is we rely more on what you have built out in the CRM.
Yeah.
So, you know, assuming if we're in Salesforce that maybe utilize cases or I know there's like so many overlays and it's all named different naming conventions, but the idea being that you've built those out in the CRM already.
Yeah.
And that JUMP can plug into that and basically kick that off.
Wow.
Based on a task or an action item from the meeting, it would create that post-meeting for you to review and say, no, actually, instead of creating this as a one-off, this kicks off a workflow. And you can select the workflow and sync it over to the CRM at that point.
That's fantastic. I mean, it's just amazing to think about where we are today versus if you were to rewind a couple of years before that and how that entire client meeting or even meeting process has changed with the introduction of a tool like this.
Yeah.
So as we look at JUMP and becoming more and more involved, I'm going to use that word, in the advisor's practice, does it provide anything around data insights? Does it provide anything for the advisor or for the individual using it as feedback for them to help them grow their business?
Totally. In fact, that's exactly where, if we go back to kind of where we started, where we're focused on efficiency, but now like 2.0 version of JUMP, we're really trying to measure effectiveness. Like, okay, we saved all this time, but like, what are we doing with it? And
so
that effectiveness comes down to these insights and giving advisors the awareness of, okay, when we bring up X, Y, Z topic, my client is reacting in this way. Like, how can I do better on that next time? Like, we can incorporate scorecards. We can pick up signals or pulses of like, okay, this actually came up in this conversation. That might be assets held away that like maybe we need to bring in under management. So there's a lot of different things that we are working towards on the enterprise side of the house to channel and pull in some of these greater insights to help the advisor improve.
Absolutely.
To expand their book. In fact, one of the coolest things, this is my cheat sheet here because I can't remember things off the top of my head, but.
So I got here too, so it's all good.
Perfect,
yeah, we're
perfect.
Good, yeah.
This was measured from one of our broker-dealer partners. Their non-JUMP users over the course of 2024 to 2025, their net new asset grew by 7.6% without JUMP.
Okay.
Those that were JUMP users grew net new assets by 15.9%.
Wow.
Like double.
That's double.
So it's cool to start to measure these types of things instead of like, oh yeah, it's saving me time. If we were really just focused on saving time, I think JUMP would fall short.
Yeah.
When all is said and done. Like if we're not actually moving the needle and creating these efficiencies, anyway.
I think you would be missing ball, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the number one things, and we talked about in the conference today too, as I was talking about, saying like our top 10 advisors at GVA, now that we have over 190 advisors here on the platform, in the infrastructure that we built, those top 10 advisors, I know for sure are using Jump AI. I know they are, right? They're growing at 38% net new assets. That's just insane. I mean, the industry 15 to 20 is one thing, 38%, it's just incredible, right? And so I think when you add a tool like this and it makes them more efficient, why do you think they're growing that fast? In my eyes, I think it comes down to it's freeing up time and it's making them understand the client better.
Yes.
And when you have that from a behavioral standpoint, and to your point, you can say, hey, how's that golden retriever doing that you fostered? Or, hey, you know, I heard little Jimmy's, you know, we were talking about his baseball game. Maybe these are little things you may have missed before. But now they're part of the bigger conversation, right? Little Jimmy needs a 529, or hey, you know, how are your parents doing, and you know, what's going on there, and the trust. And so if you're now collecting that data and putting it directly to the CRM and a member of your team can access it, in my eyes, that alone is gonna help you grow net. And everybody's looking at net new assets. If you're in the industry, that's the number one driver. You can have all the AUM in the world, but it's you gotta get there some way, somehow. Net new assets is going to be a big factor.
I completely agree. Yeah. It comes down to that client relationship that only improves as you create more capacity and can like really engage and connect with the human. So
absolutely. And so if we were to sum up Jump, right, maybe, and if there's anything that I may have missed, give me a couple sentences on the platform on why someone should use Jump.
Yeah.
And then anything that maybe we did not touch on that would be important for like the audience to hear about the tool itself.
Jump, really what it comes down to is we're an advisor assistant.
Yep.
In not only saving time, a huge component here, but then giving you the capacity to take those saved hours to grow and scale, to continue to grow and scale your business. And whatever that looks like to you, you know, some people are chasing big numbers and some people see growth in a different way, but that is what we are focused on. And then as we continue to create more effectiveness, I think one thing to look forward to with Jump is agentic workflows, scheduling capabilities, you know, like, here's a task, but if we can get things to a point that like we can kick off that task and give you the human, because we're big on keeping the human in the loop.
Correct, yeah. Never want to remove the human.
We're not trying to do that, but give you the ability to come in and do that double check, like, oh yeah, that task, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And hit go, that's where we're really gonna see an engine take off.
That's great. Yeah, two keywords there, grow and scale.
Yeah.
So personally, so I always ask this on the podcast, outside of Jump and you and your husband sharing the office down there and talking Jump all day long and rah-rah Jump, I have a Jump flag in the front yard.
Oh, yeah.
What do you enjoy doing outside of work? What's a fun fact about Hannah Ellis that everybody should.
Oh, you know, I picked up golf in the last year and a half.
Okay. You're hanging out with advisors too much.
I guess. I know. No, actually, I was postpartum with my second baby and ran into a ladies' league and thought, what the heck? Let's see. And actually, like, my dad, my sister, my brother, like, they're all golfers. And my husband's super into it. I'm like, okay, it's time.
It's time.
And this is a great excuse to get outside once a week.
Yeah.
So I've been golfing, and it's so fun.
Very cool.
And so frustrating.
So fun. So frustrating. It's one of those sports where, you know, it can be a frustrating day. You have one great hole, and you're like, I'm coming back again.
And that's all you need.
One
hit.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, well, thank you for joining me on the podcast. I appreciate you giving an overview on Jump and obviously being in Charleston and being part of our conference.
Thank you for having me.
The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.